November 15, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery. Love God, love each other. Opening prayer. As I read your word, Father, teach me to live with greater faith. Show me how to follow you more closely and in new ways that bring you glory. Read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. Living to please God. As for other matters, brothers and sisters, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. For you know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God, and that in this matter no one should wrong or take advantage of a brother or sister. The Lord will punish all those who commit such sins, as we told you and warned you before. For God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life. Therefore, anyone who rejects this instruction does not reject a human being, but God, the very God who gives you his Holy Spirit. Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all of God's family throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers and sisters, to do so more and more, and to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. You should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. Reflect. Today's passage challenges us to be holy. Ask the Lord to show you areas of your life where you need help with holiness. Paul turns to challenging the Thessalonians to lead holy lives. Verses 1 and 2 remind them that he has shared the good news of Jesus with them and instructed them on how to live to please God. These instructions carry the full authority of the Lord. Knowing the Lord Jesus means living in new ways, being close to God, and serving him wholeheartedly. Paul describes what being made holy involves. What things are incompatible with this? Summarize what Paul says about the sort of lives we should live. The Thessalonians had to learn self-control over their bodies because they were temples of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. Identify areas where God wants to make you holy. Paul completes this section with a warning about the serious consequences of failing to be holy. Verses 9 through 12 link loving each other, as brother and sister, in verse 10, with leading a quiet life. Why is it important to make this link? Paul recognizes that the Thessalonians love each other, but encourages them to do so even more. The call to be holy, faithful, and full of integrity should be expressed in the details of everyday life. Why does Paul say this? Apply. For what areas in your walk of faith can you thank the Holy Spirit for spiritual growth and a life more fully dedicated to God? Closing prayer. I confess, Lord, there are ways I am failing to be and do what you call me to. Please forgive me and give me the strength to be more like you.